Morning, Gina. This is Gary West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the two debtors from Luke 7, 36 through 50. To feel the full impact of the parable, I'm going to read the events surrounding it as well. Here it is. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing right behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered, "Say it, teacher." A certain money lender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. "Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with oil. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This parable is incredibly short. Its purpose is to help Simon the Pharisee see himself rightly. We have this tendency to always view ourselves in the best light, while we're tempted to view others in the worst light. Instead of just telling Simon what was wrong, Jesus wanted Simon to see it for himself, so he started with a parable. The point is to get him to admit the right answer before exposing his actions. This is not the only time that God has done something like this. King David, the king of Israel, committed adultery with a woman named Bathsheba in the Old Testament. She got pregnant, and to hide his sin, he had her husband killed by sending him to the front lines in battle. Then he took her as his wife so that it would all look legitimate. Well, God sent a prophet Nathan to rebuke David. Here's how he did. There were two men in a certain city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had very many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb, which he had bought. And he brought it up, and it grew up with him and with his children. It used to eat of his morsel, and drink from his cup, and lie in his arms. And it was like a daughter to him. Now there came a traveler to the rich man, and he was unwilling to take one of his own flock, or herd, to prepare for the guest who would come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb, and prepared it for the man who would come to him. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." Nathan said to David, "You are the man." You see, this is how God's word affects us. God's word exposes to us who we really are, even when we're not able to see it. This is the only way that we can understand our pitiful state before a holy God. Without the confrontation of God's word, we don't see our own sinfulness. If it weren't for God exposing our sin through his word, we would never come to Jesus. So don't run from the message of the gospel. Embrace it so that you may embrace Christ by faith.